Last week, someone asked me the following question. A fellow came to shul on Shabbos morning a bit late, and he was ready to daven shachris, and the tzibur was up to musaf. So the question was, should he daven musaf together with the tzibur, or should he daven the normal seder at tefillah and daven shachris first and get to musaf later? So we know that certainly tefillah b'tzibur is certainly very important, and the Ramah does paskin explicitly that if one davens musaf before shachris, one is yotze. So it sounds like, you know, there should be room to consider that. However, there are a couple of powerful considerations in the other direction, and those are as follows. Number one, we know that the zmanei tefillah were established keneged the karbanos. When it comes to karbanos, there is a obligation min haTorah to first offer the korban tamid shel shachar, and only then to offer the other korbanos of the day. And the tamid shel beit harbayim is the last korban of the day. It's known as the aseh d'ashlama, and you're not allowed to change that order. So perhaps when it comes to tefillah as well, it should have to be shachris, musaf, and mincha afterwards. At least lichatchila, certainly one would not to purposefully change that order. Number one. Number two, we know that tadir v'she'eno tadir kodem, that shachris we dive in every single day, and musaf we don't, and therefore shachris should come first. In fact, the halacha is that if one davens musaf later in the day during the zman ha-mincha, one has to daven mincha first for this reason, and that's when you're changing the order of the karbanos. So here we have the two factors converging, that tadir v'she'eno tadir means shachris should come first, plus the order of the karbanos should seem to require shachris coming first. So perhaps there's nothing to talk about. Rav Yitzchak Lechon Spector, however, in his Shudber Yitzchak, justifies davening Musa first. And he says as follows, that we know that it's true that the Zmanei HaTefillah follow the pattern of the Korbanos, but that's not exactly all the way. That's Lechatchil. He says whatever works b'di'eved in Korbanos works lichatchila even in Hilchos Tefillah. It doesn't have to be an exact correlation. So therefore, if the Korban Musaf was offered before the Tamid Shel Shachar, it seems as though, Rav Yitzchak Lechon certainly assumes, it's kosher b'di'eved. And if it's kosher b'di'eved, that's good enough for us to allow it in Hilchos Tefillah. We wouldn't say that one would be absolutely required lichatchila to follow the order of the lichatchila order of Korbanos, as long as it is a kosher order of the karbanos. Number one. Number two, that we have a principle that opposes and even overrides tadir, and that is kolam kudosh mechavero kodem lachavero. Something of higher level of kedusha when it comes to karbanos takes precedence over a karban of a lesser level of kedusha. So says Rabbi Yisrael Khan that a tefillah b'tzibur is called mekudosh. That is of a higher level of kedusha. And therefore, tefillah b'tzibur takes precedence, and one should daven musaf together with the tzibur rather than before one daven shachris. Many poskim disagree with this psak. Rav Moshe Feinstein, for example, Negris Moshe, has a long shuva in which he disputes this psak, and he disagrees with Rabbi Chanan's claims one by one. He says, first of all, the correlation between the zmanei tefillah and the zmanei hakarban are much tighter correlation. Whatever is lichatchila with regard to karbanos is lichatchila with regard to tefillah. You can't just change on purpose based on the fact that it would be kosher bidi eved if you offered the karban musaf before the karban tamid shel shachar. First of all, second of all, it's not even so clear that it would be kosher bidi eved if one offered the karban musaf first. And finally, with regard to the issue of kol mekudosh, he says tefillah b'tzibur is not more mekudosh. It's not that it's more mekudosh. It's just that your tefillah has a higher chance of being accepted if you daven with the tzibur. And therefore, one is mechuyev to go ahead and to daven with the tzibur, because you're mechuyev to daven in a way which gives you your tefillah the best chance of being accepted. It's not that it's more mekudosh, it's just more likely to be accepted, and therefore it would not override tadir. Therefore, according to Rav Moshe, even if you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, one has to follow the normal seder at tefillah, first shachris, and then musaf. It seems that quite a number of poskim agree with Rav Moshe, and Rav Yitzchak Lechon's opinion is in the minority. Interestingly enough, in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav relates that, I don't know exactly the circumstances, one time Rav Moshe Soloveitchik came very late to shul, and he was davening shachris, and he got up to Shmoneh Esrei in shachris just when the tzibur got up to musaf. And he did a quick calculation, and he davened Musaf together with the Tzibur right after Gal Yisrael, figuring that would be good enough for Smichas Geulu L'Tfilah. And this way, he also chaps in Tfilah B'Tzibur. Apparently, on the assumption that it would be better to daven Tfilah B'Tzibur than to maintain the normal order of the Tfilahs, like Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. And Reb Chaim commented to him that he could have just davened Shacharis, and that would have been better, because that also would have counted as Tfilah B'Tzibur. If he would have davened Shacharis when the Tzibur davened Musaf, that also would have been Tfilah B'Tzibur. Now, the truth is very interesting, that it's a machlokes haposkim. Magen Avraham and Elia Rabba with regard to Mincha and Maariv. Let's say that you're davening Mincha when the Tzibur davens Maariv, or vice versa, does that count as Tfilah B'Tzibur? And the Magen Avraham says no, and the Elia Rabba says yes. I'm not sure if Reb Chaim was passing like the Elia Rabba, or if he was distinguishing between Shacharis and Musaf on the one hand, and Mincha and Maariv on the other hand. It's a different day. I don't know. But that's the story. Apparently the assumption was, though, that in accordance with Reb Yitzchak Elchanan. But again, it seems that the majority view, most of the poskim seem to say like Rav Moshe. So hopefully this is lehalacha v'lo lemaisa. It should never come up that we come so late to shul. But if it would, so it seems that the majority view would say to maintain the normal standard seder at tefilos, shacharis, and then musaf. Have a wonderful day.
Quick announcement.